Well, we're back, and it's Friday, and thank God we got the weekend to regroup.
Yeah, you had a busy day today. Very already. Busy. You need to relax. And you and Margo on the beach.
And with us today is Larry Kudlow, one of the country's greatest economists. And Larry, how are you?
Hey, John. Lydia, how are you?
Now, I was watching you on Fox Business, and you said Florida versus California, the challenge of lifestyles, was it?
Battle for the soul of America.
That's
really important.
Yes.
This comes from Kyle Smith's New York Post article. And basically, here you got California ultra blue, Florida ultra red. California loves to tax and regulate. They hate businesses. Florida doesn't have an income tax, doesn't regulate, and loves businesses. California loves illegal immigrants. Florida loves legal immigrants who have done so well in South Florida. California teaches critical race theory in schools. California does. Florida does not. California has the worst homeless problem in America. Florida doesn't have a homeless problem. California defunded police budgets. Florida did not defund police budgets, and the record shows. So, you know, it's a question of woke versus anti-woke. It's a question of ultra-progressive left-wing values versus traditional American values. Frankly, I think Florida is winning big time. Of course, I side with the Florida model, and we'll see where it goes. But it just shows you that the great contrast between the two polar opposites. And we spent some time on that today. And as well, we talked about the great bull market in stocks.
Well, which way is it going? I mean, we're almost back to the all-time high. We're almost at 35,000 all over again. We have a roller coaster effect up and down. What do we do?
Buy. Or put it this way, stay invested. I mean, look, you have a combination. Before Biden world regulates and taxes us to death, before they legally, legislatively beat our businesses into the ground, which is what they want with their left-wing views, before any of that stuff happens, right now you have record profits. Wait till you see the profit announcements in the coming weeks. Record profits. Profits are the mother's milk of stocks. Profits are the lifeblood of the economy. And those record profits are being financed essentially by free money and plenty of it from the Federal Reserve. It's a great combination. And stocks are reflecting that. It's a little bit choppy. I guess they had a very bad day yesterday, although the market finished well. That was the key. It opened strong today. It stayed strong. Dow was up, almost 450 points. I believe the S&P hit a new record. I'm just saying, you can't beat it when your profits are rising and your interest rates are rock bottom. You just can't beat it. So whatever the future holds, and I don't like the Biden policies, everybody knows that. The fact is right now, in the here and now, it's a very bullish story in the stock market.
Larry, it's David Patterson. I have some great news for you. Next Tuesday, 10:30, July 13th, I have an appointment with President Biden at the White House at 10:30. I just need an hour from you Monday night to go over my notes, and I'm going to go in and make the case to, as you say every week, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
That's it.
That's
look, if you want to, if you and Mary want to hook up a Zoom conference call, I'll be happy to help you out. I really mean that. I'll be happy to help you out because the things he's proposing. I mean, today he had this press conference. In the name of competition, quote unquote, competition, they are going to attack and regulate businesses all over the place. Healthcare, technology, finance, shipping, It's unbelievable. Technology. And, you know, this is just left-wing stuff. I mean, this is just left-wing pap, the idea that somehow, you know, there's too many big companies and it's non-competitive. I mean, you know what they're trying? They're trying to rewrite, by the way. And he said this 40 years ago. Robert Bork, the famous University of Chicago judge and jurist, he set the parameters for antitrust. You have to look, not big is not necessarily bad. It's how consumer welfare is affected. And right now, I'm telling you, the facts are there is no concentration of industry. There is no concentration of business. We have more competition than ever before. The technology revolution is providing more productivity to provide lower prices and greater, better new products for consumers. It's a terrific story. And all they're trying to do is flex their anti-business muscles. And at the same time, they have launched a phenomenal tax attack, which is now spreading. Not only are they going to make us uncompetitive for our corporate tax, we will have the highest capital gains tax in the world. But we've given up our tax sovereignty to Europe. And this global minimum tax stuff, which will have carve-outs for our competitors, will put us at a tremendous disadvantage. We will pay half the taxes. It's aimed at our country. And by the way, the digital sales tax remains in place. This is crazy stuff. I mean, this is really crazy stuff. It was intended, you know, we're going to raise taxes at home, so we don't want to lose competition, so let's get everybody to raise taxes abroad. Well, guess what? They won't, okay? Not to the degree we will. And some of those countries like Ireland and Hungary and Estonia and Cyprus aren't going to raise taxes at all. This is crazy stuff. You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You have a good economic recovery, better than good, okay? And when the overly generous unemployment benefits run out, already half the states have gotten away from it, the rest of it ends September 1st, you'll see much better labor market numbers, although you had almost a million jobs in the month of June, 890,000 some odd jobs. But I'm just saying, consumers are flush with cash. They have $2 trillion of savings. Technology companies are roaring. We're building new plants, new equipment. Productivity is very, very strong. And let it be, for Christ's sakes. Let America enjoy prosperity. It's a miracle that we came out of this pandemic as strong as we did.
And you know, Larry,
let it be.
Even if you wanted to cut jobs in the energy sector in favor of green energy jobs, why wouldn't you create the green energy jobs first?
That's right.
And then eliminate other jobs rather than saying, oh, we're going to put these jobs back, but they're going to be in the green area, when you have to know that that is a proposition that probably has an effect at like maybe 30-40%. I don't think there's any way you could actually replace those jobs with green energy jobs inside of 7 or 8 years.
Inside of 50 years. They don't have the resources. You know, all this I'm all for electric cars. I'm fine with that. I'm not fine with the government buying an electric car for every person, which is what they want to do. But the fact is, we can't even make the batteries. Right? We don't have the natural resources to make the batteries. We won't. The enviros won't let them open up the mines to do it. China controls the natural resources. It's a silly idea. What you want to do here? I mean, you have a good point. Prove the alternative before you destroy what we have now. That's a good point, David. That's a very common sense point.
That is common sense. That is common sense. Last word, Larry, interest rates. They were sinking during the week, and they steadied up a little bit by Friday?
Yeah. Yeah, they steadied up. I think the 10-year went out about $1.35, $1.38, something like that. Interest rates may have overshot on the downside. I don't expect any major moves in interest rates up or down. I just think the key points, if you're an investor, and everybody should be in this market, you just have to look at record profits, the mother's milk of stocks, and at the same time, everything in the economy is being financed by rock-bottom interest rates, and this is going to stick around for a good while. And I think unless David Paterson can save the country, the Biden stuff is The Biden stuff's not going to pass, okay? That is my view. It's not going to pass, and the Democrats are going to be routed in next year's midterms because the Florida model is what people want. They do not want the California model.
Agreed.
Larry, Governor's texting him as we speak.
Larry Kudlow, thank you for coming on, and thank you for what you do for the American people and keeping them informed. And we'll catch up again real soon. Thank you.
Thanks, John. Thanks, John. Take care.
Let's take a break. And when we come back, we have Randy Weingarten. And she's going to talk about education in America.